There were once two boys, two brothers, who were sent on an errand by their father. And they were supposed to just do the errand and come right back home. But they got distracted while they were out on the errand, something fun they found to do. And so they didn't come right back home. And as they were walking up to the house, the one boy said to his brother, "I'm afraid to go in, because we're going to get punished." And the other one said to him, "We shouldn't have disobeyed Father. We should have come right home like he said. That wasn't right for us to do that to our good Father." Now, which of those two boys do you think was sorry for the best reason? The one that really loved his father? Was it the one who was sorry that they did that just because he was afraid of the punishment that they would get? Or was it the one who was sorry because he knew that they had disobeyed their father and that that was not good to do to such a good father? Well, these are the two kinds of sorrow for sin that we have. We could be sorry for our sins because of the punishments, because of hell or purgatory. But a better reason to be sorry would be because we love God and we don't want to offend God. Now, during Lent, we think about the death of Jesus on the cross and everything that he suffered for us. And when you think of that, as we should all be doing, all the adults and all of your children, we should be thinking of the sufferings of our Lord during his passion, during this time of Lent. When you think of that, that helps you to be sorry for your sins out of a perfect love for God. When we think, "It was my sins that put those nails through his hands. One little child that needed to take some bitter medicine. The child was sick. And the first time the child drank the medicine, realized that it tasted terrible. And so the next time it was time to take the medicine, he wouldn't take the medicine. And so his mother showed him a picture of Jesus in the agony in the garden and said, "You know how what Jesus said when he prayed in the agony in the garden, 'Father, if it be possible, let this chalice pass from me, but not my will, but thy will be done.'" And his mother said, "If Jesus drank from the chalice of suffering for you, can't you offer up drinking this medicine that tastes terrible to offer it up for him?" And then the child took it and drank it very willingly. And we can think of that sometimes during this Lent when we find something hard or difficult, maybe some schoolwork that you don't like to do. And instead of doing it, with complaining or maybe even disobeying to avoid doing something you don't want to or don't feel like doing, you can say to Jesus, "Jesus, I'll do this for you." And there was a monk one time in the monastery. They ate some very plain, hard black bread, and it didn't taste very good. And this monk, he didn't like it. One time, one night, he had a vision where he saw Jesus carrying his cross. And no one would help Jesus carry his cross. And so he ran up to him to begin to help him carry his cross. And in this vision, our Lord looked at the monk and he said, how can you help me carry this cross when you won't even eat that bread that you don't like? And so always after that time, whenever it was time to eat that plain, hard, black bread, the monk ate it willingly with tears in his eyes because he thought of Jesus that he had seen in this vision. He thought of him carrying his cross. So during this time of Lent, I was thinking one of the best things to do for you would be to help you to try to act more out of love for Jesus and not just out of a fear of getting in trouble. And so during Lent, try to be good, even if no one knows, even if no one would know that you were not doing what you're supposed to. If you could disobey and no one would know but God, obey anyway. Or if you find it hard to do something you don't like to eat, or something you don't like to do, try to do it for Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.